The Secret Place.
I conclude by exploring one final step into the deep. When Kathy poured out her heart to the Lord, she did so in the secret place. Early in the morning, she had slipped off to this secret place to be alone with God. Our ultimate example, of course, is Jesus. Scripture tells us that often he withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Christ longed to be alone with his Father in the secret place. Do you have a secret place? A place where you can drown out the static of the world and hear the voice of your Heavenly Father? Kathy's place is the sauna. Mine is walking. The issue, of course, is not location, but motivation. We're all unique creations of God. Thus, your secret place will no doubt be different than mine. The point is, we desperately need a place away from the invasive sounds of this world so that we can hear the sounds of another place and another voice. Do you hear it? You will, if you yearn for it with all your heart. The quiet words of the hymn, "I Come to the Garden Alone," says it so beautifully. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.